Malay from Sweden's friends. This is our second share. We're discussing Rambam Nachas Malachim 5:10. We spoke to the sort of the chiyuv of chibas Eretz Yisrael Ksubis Kuf Yud Beis Omer Aleph Rabbi Zera Ki Avasalik Leretz Solo Ashkech Marvel Lemev Arnokat B'Meit Meitzra. Because when Zera ascended to Eretz Yisrael, he could not find a ferry to cross the Jordan River. He took hold of a rope that was strung across as a makeshift bridge and crossed the Jordan. And a certain Sadducee said to him, "Hasty people who put your mouths before your ears. You said Nasa before you said Nishma. You remain hasty until this day. Why couldn't you wait a little longer to cross the river on a ferry?" And Rabbi Zera responded that there's a place where Moshe and Aaron didn't merit entering. Who is to say that I will merit seeing this land? I hurried across, for anything might occur to prevent my entrance into Eretz Yisrael. The Maharshal says, that Maharsha says that the word is here is that he didn't want to pass. The problem, he wanted to pass. The problem is the passing, because Moshe Rabbeinu weren't able to pass over the Yarden, so he made it his business to go with this Meitzra. Rashi says that the Meitzra is Yesh Makom, Shein Gesher. There's no bridge, and this therefore the Mashlich Meitzra Rochav Benor Misafa LeSafa, Benor Rochav Lechon Kiem Moches Beile B'Chev LaMatuach LaMala. So you can't walk alone on this plank. It's too narrow, so you need to hold that rope. So he wanted to go across because the Moshe and Aaron weren't zochah to go across. That's what the Maharsha explains. Now the question is that coming to Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. Coming to Eretz Yisrael itself is a mitzvah. So why did he have to come on to the fact that he was worried about passing over? That they didn't pass over. Kilo savor es hayarden hazeh. Right, lo ashkech ma'aver le'me'aver, he couldn't find the ferry to cross. So he wanted to knock on b'meitzra b'ka'avar. He took hold of a rope and crossed. In other words, the problem was the crossing. Why is his problem the crossing? The problem should be coming to Eretz Yisrael. But the Maharsha, it seems, the emphasis of the Gemara is that he had to cross. So, and if the word is sakana, so you're not allowed to engage and endanger yourself to enter Eretz Yisrael. So then how does it help that now that he wants to do Havara, he wants to pass over, why does Havara make it better? If you're not going to go in Al Sakana, because even though Bias Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, so why is passing over to go into Eretz Yisrael? Why is that any better? Why are you going to endanger yourself for that? So that's the question over here. What's this Havara? Why is he endangering himself if that's the issue? Why is that any better than just being in Eretz Yisrael, going to Eretz Yisrael B'chal? Why is it more important to pass over the Jordan like Aaron and Moshe were in Zoche? We also have to understand what the Sugya says in Ksut and Sota 14a, Darash of Simlai, famous Gemara. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu Mis'avet to go into Eretz Yisrael? Did he need to eat from the fruits? No. He said there are a lot of mitzvahs that the Jewish people are commanded, and they're only Miskayim in Eretz Yisrael, going to go into Eretz Yisrael, in order that they should all be fulfilled through me. So what does that have to do with the Havara that the Maharsha writes? Me'achar she'ikar hu kiyum mitzvot hatzuliyot ba'aretz she'inam ela bibiya la'aretz. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that there are certain mitzvahs that are only miskayim there at Yisrael. So I want these mitzvahs to be miskayim through me. So the Maharsha says the emphasis is on passing over into Eretz Yisrael. But here you see the Iker is Kiyum Mitzvot Baretz. That has nothing to do with passing over into Eretz Yisrael. So this seems not like the Maharsha, who understands the Gemara. It says the emphasis here is on passing over to Eretz Yisrael. In the Gemara and Sota, you see the Iker is being in Eretz Yisrael. Also, you have to understand what it says in Parshas Ve'eschan, Ebrez Ha'aretz Ha'ara Tov Ezev Ha'Levonon. Rashi says, Ha'ara Tov Ezev Yerushalayim, Levonon is based on Mikdash. So it says Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to pass into Eretz Yisrael to get to Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. What does that have to do with the Ha'avar that occurs in Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash? So how does the Maharshal work with this pasuk in Vayeschanan that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see Eretz Yisrael, and because he wanted to go into and go into Eretz Yisrael because of the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, whereas the Maharshal says the issue is that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Lavor, pass over. That's not the issue here. It wasn't about passing over. It was about being in Eretz Yisrael. But in fact, the pasuk there says, "Ebrana, let me pass over and see the land that's Be'ever Yarden." And it is a Haratav Tov Zevel Avonon. And that God asked, and then God answered him, "Ki lo savor se Yarden hazeh." You're not going to pass over. So the Gemara, it seems that the issue is he wants to be Mekayim Mitzvah to his Baretz. I mean, he wants to be in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. And also the other Gemara that he wants to be Mekayim Mitzvah to his Baretz. But from the Pesukim, it seems that the issue is like the Maharsha says from the Havara. As Ech Zeh Mistader B'Yachad. As Nirah Be'ekdeim, what we see in the Tshuvas HaMarit, in Chelek Pesim and Chof Ches, that if a person's Nishba, Lalos L'Eretz Yisrael, when a person makes an oath that he's going to come up to Eretz Yisrael, that he has hatara on that oath, and it's not considered nidrei mitzvah, for which there's no hatara, because aliyah is a hechsher mitzvah. Going up to Eretz Yisrael is a hechsher mitzvah. It's not an actual mitzvah. Getting on that El Al flight is a hechsher mitzvah, not an actual mitzvah. You can see there in the Tshuvas HaMarit, and in the Rashbash, and Simanim Aleph and Beis, and the Kuf Aleph, Tshuvas HaRadbaz, Siman Tov and Dalet, says it's not a Dvar Mitzvah because the nether was not to live in Eretz Yisrael. If the nether was to live in Eretz Yisrael, then it would be a Dvar Mitzvah. But he doesn't write the Heters because the Aliyah is only a Hechsher Mitzvah, like the Ma'arit writes. The Mabit writes in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes that he can't ask on this nether, he can't do She'ela. Ayin Sham B'dvarav. But he is not concerned, he doesn't say that it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, like the Maharit and the Rashbash say. In other words, if it would only be a Hechsher Mitzvah, then he'd be able to be Shoal on this nether. He's only a Hechsher Mitzvah. But he says that it's not a Hechsher Mitzvah. He doesn't say it's not a Hechsher Mitzvah. He doesn't say that it is a Hechsher Mitzvah. And therefore he says there's no She'ela. And Yochel Yishal on Nidra. And he doesn't say that it's only Hechsher Mitzvah like the Ma'arit has it. And the Rashbash, Pasah Shulchan, Siman Aleph, Tziv Katan Design, he brings in the Bir Agra. And Yeradei Reish Chav Ches, Yiv Kan Kuf Beis. When it says in Shulchan Aruch that a person's no delal al Seretzo Yesh La Hatara Kishan Nidorim, he says like other Nidre Hekdesh. To me zed hu adin, mi shen odo leishe beretzo Yesh La Hatara. So if you make a neder to be Olal Eretz Yisrael, you have Hatara, like when you make a neder, you're going to give something to Hekdesh. And therefore, if you make a neder that you're going to live, you're going to dwell in Eretz Yisrael, you also have a Torah, and there's a Kasha and the Kro. Maybe here the reason you're making a neder to go up to Eretz Yisrael that has a Torah is because it's only a Hechsher Mitzvah. And therefore you can't extract from that Hu Adin, Mishanadar Leishev Be'eretz Yisrael Yeshua HaTorah. Ma pitom. Mishanadar Leishev isn't a Hechsher Mitzvah, the Leishev is a Mitzvah. Only the Lalois is a Hechsher Mitzvah. So how can the Gra derive from the fact that if a person makes a neder to go up to Eretz Yisrael, he has a Torah, like other Nidarim, but not if he's going to live. And so the same would apply if he wants to say he's going to live in Eretz Yisrael. Yeshef del Gadol Benehem. Somebody says he's going to go up to Eretz Yisrael, maybe he's only Hechsher Mitzvah, so there's a Torah. So he says he's going to live in Eretz Yisrael as a Mitzvah, there's no a Torah. Zech Nistader im Agra. It's Mash Meshu Sover, שלעלות זה לא הכשר מצווה. Why not? Why is being Oyla not a Hechsher mitzvah? So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. Shekol sheyesh mitzvah shel chiba ve'ahava, etzem ha'ishtadlut ve'api'ula mitzvah, hu maise chiba ve'ahava. Ba'yidei zeh, it's a mitzvah mamish. And it's not only a Hechsher mitzvah. If you have to love it, we spoke about loving. Abbas Eretz Yisrael. Chibas Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the etzem ha'eshtadlus ve'apu'ula b'mitzvah, that's a ma'ase chiba. Just being engaged in it, doing it, working at it. And it's not only a Hechsher mitzvah. In the Gemara in Ksubis, 112a, it says, Rabbi Chanina alva miskal miskalei, Tosis explains, she'eshekel avonim u'moitzen kalas, amr shadayin lo nechnas l'Eretz Yisrael. He would weigh the stones, he would find them to be lightweights, and he would say, we still haven't come into Eretz Yisrael. And then he weighed them, and they were heavyweights. He said, ah, we got there. We arrived in Eretz Yisrael. And the Tanchuma, it says, that kevin shematzen kvedos, enu el avnei Eretz Yisrael. When he found they were heavy, he says, these are avnei Eretz Yisrael, and he would kiss them. So, frektem aram shif, that according to Tosafot, what's the chiddush? So what's the Gemara teaching us? When it says that the stones of Eretz Yisrael were the heavy ones, he knew he was in Eretz Yisrael. You're going to say he kissed them? The Gemara doesn't say he kissed them. So what's the Kama Shalom, what's the Chiddush of the Gemara? According to Tosfos, that he said, when they're heavy, now we know we're in Eretz Yisrael. When they're lightweights, they're not in Eretz Yisrael yet. So based on what we said, it would appear that the Chiddush is that the very halicha, the very walking to come to Eretz Yisrael is a pe'ula of chibuv, like the other things mentioned in the Gemara, the rolling around in the dust, the kissing of the stones. So it says that maskal maskale, which means he would weigh the stones, he would investigate consistently if he already arrived in Eretz Yisrael. So from this we see that his halicha to Eretz Yisrael was because he loved it so much. And therefore he wanted to know if he's already in Eretz Yisrael. He couldn't wait till he got there. And therefore that's included in chibuv. Mitam ze, ein halicha hechsher mitzvah to mitzvah. So you see that the halicha is not a hechsher mitzvah. We asked before, maybe just going up is a hechsher mitzvah and being there is a mitzvah. No. Going up is a mitzvah. According to what we're saying now, going up is a mitzvah because that shows your chiba. Just going, the act of going is a mitzvah because it shows your love for Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, he keeps weighing the stones to say, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Baldik. Gevaldik. He loves it. He loves Eretz Yisrael so much. And the truth is, the Ma'arit doesn't necessarily argue with this. He writes there that that if somebody goes to visit Eretz Yisrael, that's not called a mitzvah. That you can't be shoal on this nether. Not a mitzvah to visit. And that it says, if you walk out, Da'ad Amis in Eretz Yisrael, it's Mukhlish Ben Olam Haba, ain't a mitzvah before Semis. It's not a famous mitzvah. What does that mean? It's not a famous mitzvah. So, like we said, it's not a mitzvah before Semis of living in Eretz Yisrael, but it's a mitzvah of Chibas Eretz Yisrael. And that's not a mitzvah lahetya. Which would mean that you can't be shoal. The Ma'arit says you can be shoal. If a person is nishbalaz l'Eretz Yisrael, there's hatari, could be shoal on this nether. So, b'etzem, it could be that he holds that it is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of chibas Eretz Yisrael. But it's not such an explicit mitzvah that would prevent one from being shoal on this, making it like nidre mitzvah. No. But he doesn't hold that it's not a mitzvah at all. It is a mitzvah. It's just not like a classical mitzvah. That's what he means when it's not a mitzvah in full semis. It's just chibas eretz Yisrael. So it could be that he also holds his chibas eretz Yisrael. He could just be matir because it's not a mitzvah in full semis. V'em emagin avram, reish mem ches, sifkot mem ches vav. Then he lots his b'shiel akoydim Shabbos, the shor of the dvar mitzvah. Ko'oyle l'eretz Yisrael. Shehevi machloikes, imrak ba'oyle al das l'siyashiv. Ogam amenas lachzor. And primogodim, knes ha'gadoyle, mishnabur, sifkot mem kofches. Chasim sor v'chaim kub sari dalet. So he talks about going out in a wagon for Shabbos. Might necessitate Chil Shabbos, so it's mutar l'dvar mitzvah. When he's going up to Eretz Yisrael, so he brings a machlokes. If it's only one is going up to Eretz Yisrael in order to remain there, or even in order to return just as a visit. You can see there in the Prima Gadim, Knesset Gedolim, Shtaburusiv Kana Chavches, Chasim Sofer Kuf Tzadi Dalet. So based on what we're saying, there's a mitzvah of chibas eretz Yisrael, even though it's not a mitzvah for sem, it's not a mitzvah for eretz. But in order to go out with a shayara, you're allowed to do it. It's enough of a mitzvah that enables you to go out, even though it might necessitate afterwards chil Shabbos. So again, you see this yisod of chibas. Chibas Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah Berurah, there says in this Simon, in Simon Reish Mem Ches, that it's Logara Mischaira. It's no less than a heter to go out for business. It's certainly here to go up to Eretz Yisrael, even if one's on Amanas Lachzor. But at least there's an inyan of Chibas Haaretz here. Machloikes he brings whether it works Amanas Lachzor or not. But Akol Panim, when you go up to Eretz Yisrael, there's an inyan of chibas eretz Yisrael, and that might be matir going with a she'era, which again might necessitate chil Shabbos for reasons of pikuach nefesh. The kiyum would be a kiyum of chibas eretz Yisrael. So again, you see this yisod that we discussed in the previous year, and we're continuing here. It is a special mitzvah to love the land of Israel, and we see how it reflects itself in this halacha we just learned now about hayotze b'she'era, and also being matir and neder that. Either you can't be matir the neder because it's chibas eretz Yisrael, or it's not a big enough mitzvah in order that it's not matirable. But maybe the kulei alma is a mitzvah chibas eretz Yisrael. Kopanim. This concludes our second offering on this topic in Emirat Hashem. We are b'li neder going to continue, and we are going to see niflaos mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.